And the White House, along with several European countries, announcing the expulsion of various Russian banks from the network that connects financial institutions known as SWIFT. And this expulsion could bring business in several key sectors of the Russian economy to a near halt. News Nation correspondent Michael Shore tells us how SWIFT works and why Ukrainian officials say these new crippling sanctions are still not enough.
Among a sweeping set of more severe sanctions aimed at Vladimir Putin through the Russian banks Saturday was the decision to cut vital Russian banks from the international SWIFT messaging system. SWIFT, an acronym for the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, is used by more than 11,000 banks in more than 200 countries to communicate financial transactions in an internationally standard way. SWIFT is not a money transfer system, but rather a sophisticated and encrypted messaging system, expediting and facilitating transfers between banks, or in today's parlance, something akin to WhatsApp for financial transfers. If taken away, it could be crippling for banks and governments.
SWIFT is the world's dominant global interbank payment system. Cutting banks off will stop them from conducting most of their financial transactions worldwide and effectively block Russian exports and imports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen saying Saturday that European leaders are broadly behind this, among them UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
SWIFT is the mechanism that stops people making payments to Vladimir Putin's Russia. It's incredibly important for tightening the ligature, the economic ligature around the Putin regime.
SWIFT sanctions are still a work in progress, with some European countries reliant on Russian energy and trade and seeking workarounds. Ukrainian Foreign Affairs Minister Dmytro Kuleba mincing no words about what he calls a watered-down sanctions package regarding SWIFT.
And I will not be diplomatic. Some countries are trying to leave loopholes, exclude a number of banks so that they can apply some measures with their left hands and continue to trade with Russia with their right hands. Stop doing this now. Stop trading with the blood of Ukrainian men, women, and children.
SWIFT sanctions, though, are a major escalation for the international community in response to Russian aggression, making transactions with SWIFT-expelled banks virtually impossible and already causing concern on the Russian street.
It's not clear how we'll be buying groceries and other stuff if the SWIFT is turned off. All foreign goods are paid for by card. How will we purchase them? I work in the central department store. How will it buy clothes in Italy?
But now the United States and many European countries see it as the path forward.
We commit to ensuring that a certain number of Russian banks are removed from SWIFT. This will ensure that these banks are disconnected from the international financial system and harm their ability to operate globally.
Hard to really understate, Rutabaya, how crippling this could be for Russia. In 2012, when sanctions put on Iran involved SWIFT, 30% of their entire foreign exchange went down and half of their oil exporting. So to imagine what that would, the kind of toll that could take on Russia, it's why they're being so careful about this and why, as you heard the foreign minister say, they have to make sure they do it all the way, not just partially.
Rutabaya. It is a really big deal, and we appreciate you explaining why and breaking it down for us. Thank you. Yeah.